In the news for this Friday, the 7th day of May for 2021, a domestic violence investigation last night in San Andreas led to an officer-involved shooting and hostage situation. According to the Calaveras County Sheriff's Office, last night around 10:30, the dispatch center received a 911 call regarding a male and female in an argument at the Sierra Inn Motel in San Andreas. The reporting party said the man had pointed a firearm at the woman's head. Deputies were dispatched to investigate, but the suspect left before they arrived. Deputies initiated a domestic violence investigation and began searching the area for the suspect. While a deputy was interviewing the victim near the Diamond Place apartment complex, the suspect ambushed the deputy and victim. During the ambush, the suspect shot the deputy in the upper body. The deputy was able to get the victim to safety. Additional deputies, CHP officers, and the Angels police responded and began searching the apartment complex for the suspect. While searching, the suspect emerged from an apartment holding at gunpoint what appears at this point to be an uninvolved elderly female hostage. The deputies attempted to talk the suspect into releasing the hostage. Unfortunately, the suspect refused commands and posed an immediate threat to the victim. Shots were fired and the suspect was struck. The hostage was also struck. Deputies administered first aid to the suspect and the hostage while emergency medical personnel arrived on scene. The suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. The female hostage and deputy were both transported by air ambulance to a regional trauma center for further treatment. Both the deputy sheriff and the hostage are currently hospitalized, are expected to survive. Sheriff's officials say more information will become available as the investigation progresses. Well, Amador County fire crews were called out twice yesterday, luckily, to two small fires. The first was called out about 12:30. A hay farmer was harvesting off of Carbondale Road and Highway 16 in the Willow Creek area when he touched off a small 1.25-acre fire. Crews were able to get a line around that very quickly. Also, due to the quick thinking of the hay farmer who was harvesting, he took his harvester and ran a big circle around the fire to help contain it. And then about 4 o'clock, crews were called out to a fire off of Dillard Road just inside the Sacramento County line. That fire was extinguished before fire personnel arrived. And with burn permits and outdoor burning suspended until further notice in the Amador El Dorado CAL FIRE unit and burning suspended for the season in the Tuolumne Calaveras unit, statistics show a significant increase in the number of wildfires in the state and on federal lands. The number jumped from 1,065 in 2020 to 1,788 this year, a hike of 723 fires. Even more striking is the spike in acres burned, a nearly 700% increase over last year at this time. Escaped debris burns like the Campo Fire sparked on April 29th in Campo Seco make up some of that number. It scorched 160 acres before it was contained on Tuesday. With the rise in fire activity, remember, one less spark means one less wildfire. And a number of Amador and Calaveras County residents have reported UFO sightings over the past few days, but there is an explanation. A SpaceX rocket sent 60 Starlink Internet satellites into space Tuesday with a launch from NASA's Kennedy Space Center. By Wednesday evening, the long string of lights had been visible over the Motherlode and San Joaquin County. Since the satellite launch, sightings have been reported from Vancouver, British Columbia, to Seattle and Portland in the Northwest, to Idaho, Colorado, Arizona, Nevada, and the California foothills. With this latest Starlink mission, SpaceX now has some 1,565 Starlink satellites in orbit to beam broadband signals around the world. And the California Secretary of State's office released its final report this week, verifying more than 1.7 million signatures as valid in the effort to recall Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. No surprise is that support for the petition is highest in conservative California counties and parts of the Sierra foothills. The newly released data shows Amador County had the highest rate in the state, where 19.1% of registered voters signed the petition. Our neighbors to the south in Calaveras County tallied 18.2% and Tuolumne County 18%. Support for the recall was the lowest in San Francisco, with just 1.8% of registered voters supporting the effort. Its neighbor across the bay, Alameda County, was the next least supportive, with 2.7% of registered voters. In the end, more than 1.7 million valid signatures from registered voters were counted. It's expected the recall will take place sometime this fall. And the COVID-19 vaccination clinic today will feature both Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. However, there is a limited number of Pfizer vaccines available. So if you have a child aged 16 years or older and you would like to have them vaccinated with the Pfizer vaccine, you should go to myturn.ca.gov. Walk-ins are welcome anytime between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. today. Again, this will be held at the Health and Human Services building off Conductor Boulevard. And today and tomorrow, it's the 145th IOWN Homecoming Benny's Masks and Masquerade. There's live music, vendors, bingo. The fun starts at 4 o'clock today out at the picnic grounds with bingo, cornhole tournament, food trucks, live music, and Little League Baseball. Tomorrow, pancake breakfast at the pizza parlor on Main Street at 7:30. The parade starts at 10, live music. There'll be kids' relay races, a rib cook-off, chili cook-off, salsa cook-off, petting zoo, horseshoes, and don't forget, the candy drop. The candy drop. Also, we understand that this year the parade will be announced by both Slough House Slim and Amador County Sheriff Gary Redman. All that at the 145th IOWN Homecoming. That wraps up a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.